I've got special guests in studio this morning. If you'd please welcome to the Kix 95.3 Morning Show, Ellie Winkleman, a senior at Holcomb High School, and Emma Dorsch, a student at Grace Harbor College, both running for Miss Grace Harbor and Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen. I'll let you guess which one is which. Good morning. How are you, ladies?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good to hear from you guys this morning. It is, early in the morning. So how's this early morning stuff? You guys okay with it?
I'm okay with it. The roads were icy.
A little bit?
Yeah. It was kind of scary, actually.
Was it?
Yeah. I come from Wishcott, so...
Well, you gotta be used to that this time of the year, you know? Icy weather conditions. It still doesn't make it any fun.
No, definitely not.
Let's start off with Ellie Winkleman, who's running for Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen this year.
Yeah.
Ellie, I've had you on the show before.
Yes.
Remember, you came in before, and I don't remember what it was for. Was it Miss Outstanding? I don't think it was Outstanding Teen. Or...
It was.
Was it?
Yes. This is my fourth year running.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, this seemed like it was a few years ago that I had you on.
It was.
The thing that I remember most was we talked a lot about your dad, who's Ben Winkleman, he's still Mayor of Holcomb, correct?
Yes, he is.
Because he's like such a pageant dad.
Yeah.
So is he still... holding that mantle?
Yes, we always get his opinion on the dresses. He always gives it.
That's good. Has he steered you wrong?
Never.
That's good. All right. Well, enough about Dad. Let's talk about you. Fourth year running, and now is this your last year to do Outstanding Teen?
This is my last year to do the teen. Yeah, I've learned so much through the program that I feel I am ready and prepared to take on the role. So, looking forward to this Saturday.
It should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
What's your favorite part about doing it? You must like it.
Yes. I love everything about it.
What's your favorite thing to do as far as all the different parts of competition?
That's a hard decision. I really do love everything. I love.
Tell me you love interviews. You love the interview questions, right? That's your favorite part?
I've grown to love it.
What's your talent?
I'm going to be performing a vocal rendition of Someone Like You by Adele. I chose it because I feel like it's a heartfelt song, and I can really put passion into it, and everyone loves Adele, even my dad.
Adele is great. Everybody loves Adele.
I know.
Go big or go home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Definitely.
You're definitely going big. That's fantastic. And I would imagine she can be a little challenging to sing, or do you find it it's right there in your wheelhouse?
You know, I feel we have similar ranges, so it's not as difficult for me, but... Yeah. You know.
Saturday night's the big night, right? They combine both now.
Yes.
Used to have two nights, but now it's one night.
Yes.
7th Street Theater. Okay. We'll give a little more information on that. But first, let's talk with Emma Dorsch, who's running for Miss Grace Harbor.
Hi.
You are a student at Grace Harbor College. You said that you did the Running Start program, though, so that kind of got you going to high school. Now, did you go to Aberdeen or Holcomb? Where did you go?
I went to Aberdeen.
And so your senior year, you're doing both.
I was full-time Running Start, so I mean, I came for, like, Golden Airs, but that was, like, the extent of my junior and senior year high school experience.
Golden Airs.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything else was done up at the college.
Yeah.
Do you find that that kind of maybe takes away from the high school experience at all, or no?
Well, here's the thing. I was not a particularly social person. In high school, I definitely got more so after. So I was really looking for a quieter, calmer environment. So
yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
That's a big difference between the two campuses, isn't it? Yeah.
So the point was kind of to take away from the high school experience.
Most everybody at the college actually wants to be there.
Yeah.
it's really nice.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So tell me a bit about what you're running on, your platform.
So my social impact initiative is True Self-Love. So it's all about doing the things that make you feel good and are good for your body and just for your mental health all in one. Mental health has been something that I've openly struggled with. And so it's something that's very near and dear to my heart.
And what's your talent?
Well, I am going to be singing. I'm singing classically. So I'm singing Tornamia Vagejar, which is an aria from Alcina by Handel.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me go back a little bit. your last name. Ian, is that your
That father? Is my father, yes.
That makes, okay, Mr. Opera.
Yeah.
This makes a lot of sense now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huh?
I was waiting for you to make that connection,
You've
actually.
You've had a lot of, I would imagine, exposure to that type of music.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, having your parents as your voice teachers, it's... You know, you get free voice lessons whenever you want, but also your parents are your voice teachers.
Yeah, and they're not demanding.
No, no.
Not
so
at all.
They get great results, but, you know.
Tell me they slapped your knuckles with rulers when you did it. Did they do that? Smack! I want to just picture your dad. Smack! No.
No,
your dad's a nice guy. I like your dad.
Yeah, no.
He's a fun guy.
They do not smack my hands with
Okay,
rulers.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as singing and whatnot, is there any other musical talents that you have? Do you play any instruments or anything like that?
My parents put me in piano lessons when I was little.
Oh, that's where they smack you with the ruler.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
There it is. Oh, yeah,
there it is. I knew the ruler was going to come in.
So I do have a bit of piano knowledge. I wouldn't say I'm great, mm-hmm. but I can read music. And I played violin in elementary school and mm-hmm. middle school, and I don't know if I would say I'm good at ukulele, but I know how to play a few chords.
You know, all you need is to know a couple of chords with ukulele. It's,
You know, you need one song and a few chords and you're good.
As long as you can know like three different finger positions on a ukulele, you can do something and impress people.
Exactly. Yeah. Ukulele is...
So I imagine you're probably a beyond impressing people. You're probably pretty good compared to, say, others. That's fantastic. What's your favorite part of the competition?
Well, I mean, obviously, talent is where I'm most comfortable. However, I actually, interview stresses me out, but
You're doing good right now.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is a more chill environment.
Well, I'm not asking you hardball questions,
exactly,
am I?
Exactly. We're not diving into, like, politics or anything. So.
All right, let me just make it hard now. Are you ready?
Okay.
How would you suggest that Russia and Ukraine avoid war?
No comment.
But the good thing, this isn't the competition, Missy. I'll tell you right now. Oh, you guys are doing fantastic. So, well, best of luck. It's coming up this Saturday night, the 7th mm-hmm. Street Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get tickets from you guys if people know you, right?
Yes.
Or you can buy them online. And anywhere else you can pick up tickets?
You can get them at Harbor Drug, City Center Drug, or Sergeant Brand's Barbecue.
All right. Excellent. Well, thanks, ladies, for coming on in.
Thank you.
You hang around for a picture before you go?
Yes.
All right, we'll get some pictures. We'll schmooze a little bit. We'll have coffee. All right, 7:45.